Welcome to Random Musing episode 39. My name is Queen Rafi and this is my podcast, Queen Rafi Space. And today is one of those days when I'm happy that there is something like social media, because inspiration would always come. Things will happen, people would have hot takes, and then there would be a tiny glimpse of something that you can hold on to and it will spark your brain. So today, what sparked my brain? Sharenton. The first time I saw this word, I think I was going through, there's this app I have called Flipboard that kind of gathers news and articles from different magazines and stuff for you. So you can just flip page after page and you're able to read. And I, you know, just saw that article on sharenting, on how, you know, parents are exposing their children's privacy without understanding the degree that this could be go to. And the term was known as sharenting. But because I don't want to just speak off my head, let me give you the definition according to Wikipedia. So sharenting or oversharenting is actually the overuse of social media by parents to actually share content based on their children, such as baby pictures, details of their children's activities, or it's kind of a concept that is related to too much information. And there is a serious debate going on as to how parents should balance their rights to share their children's interests as well as privacy of these children. Some pediatricians have actually started to consider how sharenting might be affecting the childhood of children, the well-being of children, as well as family life. There are a lot of risk to sharenting, a lot of risk, because now there are cases where people could kidnap your children based on the information you're sharing, like sharing their school uniform that has all the school's information and stuff. And there's also something known as digital kidnapping, whereby your children's photos and details could actually be used by other people to promote such children as being their own children. And sometimes these innocent children that you're just sharing their pictures because you're a happy parent and you're happy and you love your children could end up on pedophilic sites without your knowledge. Now, I know that people want to have kids and people are excited and they want to share every tiny little bit of detail regarding their kids. I mean, I don't have kids yet and I would love to have kids. That is one of my prayer points. I want to have a kid. I'm probably going to go into all of that conversation one day. But the truth is, at the same time, you have to think of how to protect your kids. Sharing information about your kids just because you think is going to help. Because some people do this. I mean, babies are cute, right? So you share their pictures. People go, oh, my ovaries and stuff. But you don't understand the kind of risk you're doing to these children. There's also the argument of the fact that these kids are going to grow up and you don't even know if they're going to enjoy having all of their pictures out there like you've done. You know, they can't give you consent right now because they're young children. So how about you? I'm not saying you don't share your children's pictures, but how about you limit it? And not just pictures, maybe activities that they're doing, like when you're scolding your kid, like when you're trying to, you know, when you're trying to discipline your kid, all of those information out there is not just fair. What even brought about this whole conversation was, you know, this whole Twitter thing about some man trying to discipline his child that failed to show up for exams and you know, my own concern was, why are you even having this kind of content online? And now you have people, I think that thing didn't even happen in Nigeria, but now you have people from Nigeria having an opinion about something that happened in your family, something that maybe you obviously would have just, you know, treated within yourself and just solved it. Now this conversation has blown up. Trust me, maybe there'll be some news outlets calling you to want to hear something. You don't even know what the kid is going through in the first place that made the kid perform abysmally in those results that were being shared on social media. Now you have people bringing in their own unsolicited advice, unsolicited hot takes to the conversation. Like, parenting is hard. I'm not a parent, but I've seen my parents parent me. And honestly, I'm not going to say they did a good job. I'm not going to say they did a bad job. But the truth is, they did the best that they could do. Now you now add the age of social media to it and you just ruin everything. So people want to talk to their kids, but they're not going to do that until they have the phone on. So what do you do in school today? So how did school, like, drop the phone and speak to your kids. They're your children. They are not there for social media content. They're not there for social media what's the word, for social media clouts, or they're not there to give you likes and retweets. This is important. This is literally a person's life in your hands. One thing that scares me the most about parenting is the fact that you're going to be responsible for how somebody turns out for almost 40 years of their life. They're going to be, I still call my parents once in a while to say, oh, I want this, I want that. And I think about it, if I have a kid, 28, you're still calling me. Honestly, parenting is hard, and it would be much harder if you want to put all of your business on social media. So please, to parents right now, to future parents, try as much as possible to resist the urge. Resist it as much as you can to not fall from the bandwagon of parenting to sharenting, because that is not really good. Thanks for listening.